Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
All right. I hope you all are having a good New Year's Eve. And I just now realized about 20 minutes ago that it was New Year's. My mom told me I was working on getting the final ebook versions out on about 200 platforms, the print book in paperback and hardcover. And ebook will come out February 1st. So that'd be available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the book platforms and whatnot. And all the ebook platforms and everything. So look forward to that. You can currently order the ebook. You can pre-order the ebook. The link is down below. You can scan the QR code as well. On the screen, please support the show. All the bills are due. It's the end of the month. I didn't get much support this month, guys, so I'm behind on everything, and I have 1500 hours into the book. But good news is the book is a masterpiece, and you guys are going to absolutely love it. It is an amazing piece of work. It's my best work yet out of all my films. Over 6,000 reports that I've authored for IntelliHub and Squawk and InfoWars and, you know, all the stuff that I've done, some of my music projects. This book is by far the best. I don't know, you know, we'll see if they let this information through, or if they hammer it in the media or whatever they're going to do. This is absolute top tier information, and information as well that is, you know, out of my brain, out of my mind, that I have formulated over the past few decades and was able to piece this whole thing together so that everyone can finally really put everything together. And when I mean everything, I mean everything. The new book is called Hidden Axis. Hidden Axis, AXIS, you know, like the axis of a planet or axis of power or axis of evil. So Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World. There's a link below. You can kind of see the cover and you can pre-order the ebook, but the paperback and hardcover versions will be available February 1st, and they all come out then on all the platforms. So lots of stuff going on with these drones, quote, drones, what the Pentagon is calling them, these UAPs and UFOs, orbs. People are calling them Dior bags because they're saying that if you use orb on certain platforms, that they're taking those videos down. I noticed that Dr. Stephen Greer is going around running a major PSYOP right now. You know, forever the Disclosure Project, they came out and said UFOs were real. We have to expose it. And then they got into the whistleblower thing, and now they're just straight up telling you every single thing you're seeing in the sky is either misidentified, he's saying, or it's man-made technology. Aliens don't exist anymore with the Disclosure Project. And people are falling for this shit. Look, the whole Disclosure Project was about to tell you that they were getting technology from recovered alien crashes and whatnot. The fact that they are now telling us from the Disclosure Project itself, the main guy, the Dr. Stephen Greer, that everything in the sky is either misidentified or man-made is a major red flag. And that's how you know straight up the Anunnaki are here and they're going to peel our faces off. I'd like to give a big shout out to Lori and everyone else in the YouTube chat, but Lori just contributed $50 to help keep the lights on around here, and that will go a long way. So I appreciate that. It feels good to have at least some type of support out there. I mean, guys, with me being so censored, it's a little bit different than all these other YouTubers that get countless amounts of money from their YouTube channels that pay them. You know, just every, I could, I'm not going to like name drop, but virtually every YouTuber that you guys watch gets tons of money from YouTube, literally. I'm totally demonetized in every way. They've shadow banned, they censored me. So it's up to you guys right now until like my book comes out and I get more books out and I'm working on some new music, stuff like that, to try to get some stuff going. But they've censored some of my past projects. They've done some really dirty stuff. There's gatekeepers and everything, and they've done stuff that I haven't even talked about on air to try and stifle a lot of my projects in the past. But we're gonna make sure that this one gets out and the word gets out. I would look at this book as not the same in any regard, but similar in the way of how it's going to wake people up to a behold a pale horse or something like that, I would liken it to. So we'll see what it does. I put a lot of hard work into this, and it was really developed in my mind over, you know, several decades. So it all finally, I laid it out in my brain one day, and I was like, man, I got to put this on paper like that. And so I started working on it, and then I'm like, well, I gotta just do this and get this book done. So what I did was I just started working 14 and 16 hour days on it. Without, I wasn't doing much on the website, and I wasn't coming on air much, because it's that important to have this all in one consortium, one cornucopia of information in this one condensed thing. So Hidden Access, Forces Beyond the Visible World, the new book by Shepard Ambellus, hit stores February 1st. Guys, these UAPs, we got the fog, dense fog in 7 or 8 states, even off the coast of California. They had some, according to the X platform, and people are wondering, what is this in the sky? They're saying on Twitter, a concerned citizen saying, what WTF is this shit? What is this? This is not fog. People continue to recognize a notable difference between weather and have experienced all their lives and this current fog. Again, this is not coincidence and is simultaneously happening across sides, both sides of the Atlantic as well. It's also happening in the UK and other places. And people are wondering, hey, is it these orbs? Is it these drones? Are they spraying? Is it the military running a smoke screen to hide the orbs and drones? Are they hiding Planet X? Is this the return of the Anunnaki? Are they going to hit us with a worldwide death kill now that we've got a lot of UFO action? I mean, they can't have a War of the Worlds type situation. People can't handle it. Now, there's strange UAPs that are spotted flying in residential areas, low to the ground. They're vehicle sized. There's major flooding again in Israel, other areas of the world, uprooted trees. An EF1 tornado tore through Athens, Alabama over the weekend and caused significant damage. Winds over 100 miles an hour, all sorts of stuff, debris thrown around. But I'm going to play a clip from Canada. This guy's driving down the road. He's talking about this fog.
Yep, here we are again. Day 6 of this whatever the fuck shit show this is. And every single fucking person is getting ill. Since, look at it. Look at the fuck! What the fuck is going on? Oh, it's asymptomatic transition or it's fucking COVID. No, it fucking isn't. No, it fucking isn't. What the fuck is this shit? Oh, it's fog. Is it? Is it just fog? Yeah. Is it just fog? Because if it's just fog, then it must contain the shit that's coming out the back of them fucking aeroplanes. Operation Indigo Skyfold, no? This ain't fucking normal. Point one. Point two. Where's the fucking heat of the sun? They've got to be using some heavy metal bullshit to block the sun and stop it for 5 days. This is geoengineering, this is real, and this is why you're fucking ill. Fuck all your other bullshit. Wake the fuck up.
So that guy, he's all pissed off about the fog. He said it's been there 7 or 8 days. It's causing people to get sick. He says it's geoengineering. you know. So some type of man-made fog or smokescreen or chemical compound. People are saying this stuff smells like chemicals in the air. And then a camera in New Jersey on the beach captured an orb turning, you know, in crazy directions. And just you know, acting bizarre in its movement. Lots of stuff posted to the X platform. Military helicopters, just a swarm of military helicopters could be seen going through New Jersey. And people are wondering what is going on. You know, several dozen or more helicopters, maybe 20, 30, 50. Apache gunships going through the area. And there's another guy talking about Fogvid 24. He's basically saying it's like COVID. And they're saying, you know, this fog could be getting people sick. So let's listen to what this guy says.
Looks like it's conclusive. Fogvid 24 is a real thing. The previous video is going viral. If you go and read the comment section, everybody's saying they were completely fine. They didn't feel anything coming on. But then as soon as they went out in this fog, whatever it is, they got a sore throat. They had to go to bed. They couldn't sleep. They were bunged up. They had migraines. They lost all their energy. And not only them, everyone in the household. There's mums reporting on it saying all the kids are ill. We've got people in Kentucky. We've got people in Sweden. We've got people in Finland, all reporting the same thing, the fog. Has made them sick. And you know, it's scenarios like this that always have an adverse effect. Whatever they're doing in the skies, whatever they're spraying, whatever this fog is, they're obviously doing it for a reason, but it is going to wake people up. People have had enough. They're sick of being poked. They're sick of being prodded. They're sick of poisoning the air and poisoning the food, poisoning the milk, poisoning the minds. We're being pummeled in more ways we can imagine to demoralize us over a period of time. So when things get to a critical point and everyone's screaming out for a savior, the government's going to be there. But they were the ones that created the problem in the first place.
The thing is like, okay, I mean, this has got to be a serious situation. Either it's some type of death kill or they're masking something like a smoke screen. Like you could see Planet X in parts of the world, or there's a lot of UFO and UAP activity or something like that. Now, here's some more fog in Florida. What's this guy saying? Oh, they're just driving in this. Oh, wow. This video I'm watching is just showing some dense fog on the freeway, but a lot of people are saying this stuff smells toxic. It looks suspicious. It's accumulating on their vehicles in a strange manner. People are getting sick from that.
States, different cities, different countries are all reporting weird fog that smells weird, that looks weird, and this is supposed to be fog. And people are saying if you walk through this fog or you drive through it with your windows down, it smells like pepper or aluminum, and your throat starts hurting shortly after, or it's like a sting in your nose. So we have the fog, we have the bird flu, we have the Dior bags, then we have this mystery illness going on. People are calling it's like walking pneumonia, which is kind of similar to bird flu, because bird flu is a respiratory illness and it makes your lungs congested and it makes it hard to breathe. So you have to be on a respirator. And this walking pneumonia kind of does the same thing. So is this fog something that's causing something, or is it?
I think it's hiding the Dior bags. If anyone doesn't know, Dior bags is code for orb. These TikTokers and stuff are saying they're getting cut off when they're doing orb videos. So they're Dior bags. I don't know. I think there's a lot of Dior bags floating around and they're doing a smoke screen or something. I mean, this is weird. But people are saying they're getting sick, especially like in the UK.
To distract us from the Dior bags, or are we overreaching? But the most important thing is that we're having this conversation and we're trying to figure it out through authentic information sharing. Because all these news, big media outlets, they're not going to tell us unless it fits their criteria and their agenda. So it's important that we keep sharing. So put links in the comments of more videos. Keep talking to each other.
Guys, like, subscribe, share, hit the ringer. Make sure you hit the bell so you get notifications. This channel is censored. Make sure you do all that right now. Take 1 second out of your life and hit the bell. Hit the subscribe. Also, share it out on all your networks. Tell people we're live right now. Get them over here. I went on Clubhouse earlier. Couldn't get one listener. I used to have 1,000 followers over there. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm like totally banned over there or something. I'm going to see if anyone else is talking about this fog.
All right. So it's crazy foggy right now. But that's not the weird part. Okay. Like, number one, it's weird because as it gets later in the day, fog should lighten, dissipate. And it's really not. But the weirdest part is the taste and smell. It smells like...
Well, that fog smells like shit. And it tastes like shit.
After you set off a bunch of fireworks. And, like, the taste of the air is... I mean, the only word I can think of is toxic. It's super weird. And so I'm going for my walk. And it's kind of worrying me a little bit. Let me know if you guys are experiencing something like that. That's weird.
It could be like nuclear steam from a reactor that exploded. People are breathing it in. I doubt that. I don't know. That's suspicious, though. And then there's like people that are like, it's just normal.
Yeah, I mean, it smells not right. And I'm 41. I've been through fog.
This guy's never been through fog in his life. He's like a 41-year-old millennial that played video games his whole life. He was stuck in his room. He's never even looked out the tweaker peek hole in his blinds. He doesn't even know what fog is. Let's see what he's... Let's replay that part to see if he's lying.
Not right. And I'm 41. I've been through fog. This is something different. Let me know if you guys are experiencing something like that.
I believe him. He's probably been through fog.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Over 2 centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
Huh. So, let's see. What's this guy saying?
Yep, here we are again. Day 6 of this. Whatever.
That's that guy. He's ranting.
I can't even, I mean, you can see it behind me. It is almost 11:30 p.m. Eastern here in Florida on Monday evening. Okay, I'm going to show you this fog. You can't even see past.
What in the fog?
And I'm out here and I can feel it on me. Like, it has been...
What the fog?
Every day, all day. And here's the thing.
I just invented that.
It's like a film. It's like sticky. Best with these lights come in, look. I don't know. I know y'all can't see me, but you could see the fog. Look at this. I don't know what we're breathing in, but I know that this is not only Florida. I know that this is, at this point, worldwide. I've heard multiple countries, most of North America, all of North America almost. And we don't hear anything about drones anymore. Bye.
Hmm. That was that's strange, you know. I have to say. And then in Toronto.
Like, this is fucked up. It smells. Can't see shit.
He says it smells. Now, someone had a bunch of clumps of this plastic-looking stuff in their swimming pool. They're saying it's from the fog.
Okay. Calling in all reinforcements. Need your help on this one. My friend who lives in East Texas woke up today, and this is what was in her pool. Now, she's lived in this property for over 11 years. Never has had anything like this happen before. No, she did not change any chemical regimen in her pool.
Shit.
The only thing that she says that was kind of weird was there was some really odd fog yesterday. But I've tried to look it up too. I can't find anything that lead to anything like this happening or any reaction with water. So if anybody has any idea, any water experts out there, I know I have a few or at least one following my page. We need your help. All right, guys. Thanks so much in advance for your help. Let me know if you have any ideas.
Out of Texas. Swimming pools getting filled up with this weird white, like clumpy, plasticky like substance. Looks like chemical, looks man-made. After a fog? What in the world is going on? Yo, we got Kevin Mooring joining us. What's up?
What up? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. Yeah, I forgot it was New Year's until a while ago. What do you think about all this shit, man? There's fog worldwide. There's UAPs. Dr. Stephen Greer now comes out and he's not saying a word about UFOs. Aliens aren't real anymore. UFOs aren't real, but everything's man-made or misidentified.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I told you already, but I'll tell everybody else. It rained here in Missouri today, and it wasn't real heavy rain, kind of like a light rain. And my windows on my truck got like this white film on them. And it reminded me of when it's wintertime, they'll spray chemicals on the highway so they don't freeze before snow or it's going to ice. And then you'll get the same white film. It's like some, I don't know. But you have to make sure you have windshield wiper fluid. Because even if it's not snowing and stuff, and it's snowed and it's on the highway and these chemicals are working, your window will have this white film that keeps appearing on it because you're driving in it. So the rain today was doing the same thing to my window as if I was driving in chemicals. Well, we are projected to maybe get snow this weekend. But it's been raining, and when it rains, they don't spray chemicals on the highway because it'll just wash them off. So this white film, I've seen it. I don't know what it is, but I know a lot of people that are sick, that has been sick. I've been sick. I got over it. My daughter was sick. My grandbaby was sick. My wife was sick. My son's sick right now with a headache. You know, he's 26 years old. He should be out partying tonight. No, he's upstairs asleep, and I'm just saying, there is something in the air, dude. And then we got all this cold weather coming where they're going to freeze everybody out. Like the highs next week's in the teens and the wind chills like 33 below. I know that's an Illuminati number, but I'm just saying that's the prediction. And they're like, if you want to flee the cold, even if you go down to the tip of Florida, it's supposed to be like 50 degrees in Florida. That's how far this is going to stretch. So I don't know what's going on, dude. You know what I mean?
You know that 33 degrees, -33, man. That's a Illuminati number. That's guaranteed something's up.
Listen, if the power goes out when it says cold, dude, that could be very bad, dude.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, especially like in Texas or something. Remember that power grid's not doing too well. And then Elon Musk has got all those electric cars everywhere now, and people are sucking up all the energy with that when they need it for the heaters, and it blows all the power grid. So if the power goes out in those kind of temperatures, everyone will die pretty much.
there's people at my work that haven't missed a day for being sick for like 24 years. And they've called into work, a few of them. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I start seeing people like that that have healthy immune systems. They don't really get sick. If they get sick, they can at least come to work and deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things I've been seeing too is people running fevers for days on end. You know, they're not reporting on all this shit. I bet if, like, you did a poll, there's a lot of motherfuckers sick right now. Sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally drained. I seen that in the comments. Headaches, fatigue, no energy. And then we had the drones. Now we have the fog. We're ramping up to January 20th. And they're going to try everything they have in their book to stop Trump from being president. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Did you see where, you know, the CEO shooter, Luigi?
Yeah.
Well, some of his supporters went and attacked Epstein's house in New York and spray painted shit all over it. What he left on the bullets, you know, defend, deny, whatever, depose. They spray painted that all over. You know, they're ramping. They're trying to make him seem like he's like a hero, and he ain't. You know what I mean? He's not. He's just a character. He's probably the Joker.
It's some right. Yeah, it's some type of operation for sure.
Yeah, it's just like one psyop after another. It's like a fucking tornado of psyops going on right now.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone on YouTube in the chat too, and to the mods, everyone that supports the show. Yeah, I mean, they got like the biggest PSYOP going in a long time, because it's like PSYOP from every angle right now.
Yeah, the weather's still off the chain in different parts of the world right now. You know?
Israel was completely flooded out in parts of it today. And some other places around the world, I can't remember offhand. There's like some rogue waves hitting in Peru.
Oh yeah, those waves are crazy, dude. Like out, like 13, 14 foot high, and they're just taking boats and shoving them inland. And I'm like, and they're not. Nobody's saying, oh, there was a shift in the plates or anything like that. You have all that going on too. Well,
didn't you send me something about an underwater volcano now off the coast of Oregon?
Yeah, they're predicting it might go off, and that's over by their fault line, and the
Cascadia and all that.
Yeah, something's definitely changing, and everybody knows it. And the other day I had said this, and we've been saying this for a while. But to me, it seems like time is ramped up so fast, it ain't even funny. Now, when you're at work, it doesn't feel like it's that fast. You got a day off, that day off goes quick. You ain't, like, you remember you were like, I don't even have time to get shit done. You know what I mean? And you get up super early.
Yeah, it feels like I don't even, can't even get shit done.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I guarantee there's a lot of people feel the same way, you know?
Like time. A lot of people say, like, there's a time shift. There was a guy that thought he was in a time warp and shit, a time loop.
Yeah, that fucking guy in Japan or whatever. Yeah. Or Korea. We've had multiple airplanes falling from the skies crashing. Do you know what I mean?
Crazy.
It's like Leave the World Behind when all the hair crashes. Just started crashing and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's so much going on, man. It's hard to keep up with it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know if you search different topics on Twitter, like UAP or fog, like a ton of videos come up and stuff.
Yeah, like you're not seeing every bit of information unless you go look for it. And then to me, it seems like Twitter has been like, I don't know, kind of censored in the last week and a half, like really hard. Like I used to get all kinds of shit.
Oh yeah, it has. Let's listen to what Greer says for a minute and see what kind of operation he's running. Because basically now he's like, aliens don't exist. It's the Disclosure Project. They told you for years, but now it's just all man-made. Let's see what he says.
He's a man who had been a senior member of the NASA UAP task force. They ended that task force with no conclusions. They never turned to any first 10 witnesses. They did not avail themselves of the plethora of evidence we have. And it wasn't that this person was at all, he's incredibly interested in the subject. But I'm reminded of what a special forces gentleman said to me recently, is that he is just absolutely stunned at both the incompetence of people in government, in government circles, and in some cases the corruption. Now, in this case, it wasn't any corruption, but the level of, when he described the process and what they were doing, it was such a level of incompetence that any teenager with a smartphone could Google the disclosure and all this stuff and know more than everyone on the UAP task force. So how can this be? So they're either being gaslit and directed into blind alleys where it terminates, or they're completely incompetent. And I think it's probably a combination of the two.
They want you to believe that everything's just government incompetence. You know, like, oh, they just can't do anything right. And then that's how they get away with all these black ops programs and steal all the money, you know, for the contracts and all the, get all the budgets for everything. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, it's going down, downhill quick. And like I said, we're ramping up to Trump being sworn in. I told you that theory that I seen online where if everybody knows, like a week ago or so, Trump had mentioned the Panama Canal and he'd like to get it back. And the theory was that Trump knew that Jimmy Carter has been dead for a while and that they've been waiting to reveal his death right before the inauguration. And then he would lay in state, you know, for 5-8 days. I don't know. It's a while. And then Biden was going to pull a lot of security detail away from the inauguration to cover Jimmy Carter. And that's why Trump said that he was going to buy the canal back or try to take it back, because Jimmy Carter was the one that sold the canal for a dollar. And they knew that by him saying that, that they would want some kind of statement from Jimmy Carter on the canal and all this, and then people would know that he's dead. So they had to come out and say he's dead already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they were running him like Weekend at Bernie's for the early voting.
Yeah, that was like, it reminded me, there was a viral video where this lady tried to take a guy in to get like a fucking big bank loan, and the dude was definitely dead in a wheelchair and his head's flopped around. She signed it. That's what I thought of when I seen him wheeled out when he cast his vote for Kamala Harris. I'm like, are you kidding me? This dude don't even know where he's at.
Here's Alex Jones and Billy Carson saying they're setting the stage for Bluebeam, Project Blue Balls. And the thing is, man, they would be telling us this shit is alien. They would be saying they can't identify it. They're literally telling us it's Walmart drones from the Pentagon. So that's why, you know, Alex Jones and Billy Carson are not right about this. And who knows what's going on. Check this out.
It means whether he's good or bad, that means the globalists are going down. How would you describe the globalists and where we are and what you think is going to happen next? Like with this war with Russia and all of it.
Well, you know, they're just fighting to keep any kind of way to generate revenue from wars. That's really what it comes down to. And all this stuff is controlled and pre-planned, including this whole Russia-Ukraine war, this Israel war in Palestine. This is all about generating a great deal of money, stealing land and stealing resources, just like they did in the ancient tablets. There's nothing changed. These are like the last two wars we can find to fight right now on the planet. Maybe there's one more with Taiwan, I'm not sure. But the next war is going to be in space. They're going to take their little change that they can make from these right now. But the next big war is going to be a space war. They're going to take these UAPs, that they've done reverse engineered alien craft. They're going to do a Gulf of Tonkin incident again, like they did to launch the Vietnamese war. They're going to strike.
This is how they'll get the populace to believe that it's the government when the Anunnaki are actually here. Look, you'll know the shit's happening because, look, they're already spraying the skies. Something weird's going on. It's not normal. They're not doing blue beam. That's bullshit. If they were doing blue beam, they would be telling us it's UFOs and shit. Well, they're like, oh, yeah. The Pentagon's like, oh, it's just hobbyists and Walmart drones. Everything's misidentified. That's what's weird. Billy Carson, Alex Jones. Now, they're saying that essentially this is the lead up to a blue beam. I don't think so. I think it's more like a reverse blue beam. So we'll see how this plays out. Everyone's saying blue beam. Everyone's saying this. Everyone's saying that. I don't think that. I think it's more like a reverse blue beam. There's really alien orbs out there or whatever is going on. And these, some of those drones are craft and whatnot, but mainly it's like otherworldly phenomena. So we're going to find out what's going on. I mean, I got video of the military chasing these orbs. It's just, it's getting really weird. There was like a whole fog wave, like a tsunami of fog off the California coast. So, but yeah, Stephen Greer going around just saying now everything's man-made. Nothing's alien. Not one thing. Kevin, call back if you want to get back in on that call. I killed it by accident. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see, but things are going to get bizarre. We're going to go into a phase of lockdown. Possibly they're going to tell us there's a virus, something like that, because they do not want people to go outside and look up. And strange things are happening in the sky. So whatever you do, make sure you go out and look up, stare up periodically during the day and night. And keep your cameras nearby. Call into the show if something happens, or text me on Twitter or whatever, and somehow we'll get you on the show and whatnot. Join the show. It goes live at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, weekdays typically. So you can join us in the chat on YouTube. The show's also live on Rumble, but it archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you're a new listener. And so you can catch it on all those platforms. My new book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World, comes out February 1st. You can pre-order the ebook below. The print versions, hardback and paperback, come out February 1st, ebook, all that. So look forward to that. And what else? Just that fog. Watch out for that fog. Film this stuff if you can. Get a hold of me if you tweet at me or whatever. Post it to your Twitter. We'll get it on the show. We got to find out what is going on and what's going on in the skies, more importantly. So I guess that's it for today. I'm wore out, guys. I worked on the book all day. I've been up since like 3 a.m. working. And so I'll be back on tomorrow, though. Happy New Year's. I didn't even realize it was New Year's. It's crazy. You guys have a nice night, and we'll talk to you later.
Precious, and so are our pets.
so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.